Greetings again, true believers. Welcome to the now third installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me again are Chaos 72 and Sneaky Beat 15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Long Box Heroes Alliance. Greetings, everyone.
Hooray.
Hello.
Hooray, that was half-hearted.
Sorry. Hooray!
Programming note, we are going to be recording all these things on Wednesdays, so we're going to try and keep the event updates going from Wednesday to Wednesday. This one is for the week of September 7th. All right, the last week we were off because the Warriors were off to the Caribbean down on Midgard. A good time was had by all, but by Odin's missing eye, it was super, super hot down there.
Oppressively hot.
Yeah, it was a disturbing amount of heat.
Like, uncomfortable for fire giants hot.
Exactly.
I agree. Well, I think there are also several of them. At least there was one super hairy back giant with us, and that's really cool. He may have been a mountain giant. I'm not sure. Or he could have been a troll. I don't know.
I don't know. Whenever locals have to towel themselves off every 30 seconds because it's so goddamn hot, you know you're not going to fare well.
I think everyone had a good time, though. We imbibed lots of rum-based products. We had some local-type cigars. Spent lots of times in the pool.
And having a bar in the pool is definitely a plus.
Yeah.
Swim-up bar. The Midgardians totally have that going for them.
Right. The world's smallest casino. And we got attacked by a pack of wild dogs.
All of that is true. At the world's smallest casino, which was like 5x5. I think I could have had more things in my living room.
I actually had larger poker games in a person's garage, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Back when the poker boom was going, we used to have much, much larger games. But we had a good time, and after a small misunderstanding with the locals, eventually Heimdall was able to open up the Rainbow Bridge and get us all back home.
Yeah. Oh, by the skin of my teeth.
All right, we got some big events being announced this week from the folks at Demiurge. But first, we'll hammer through the events that were going on. For this week, the Deadpool dailies were for today, which was Wednesday. It was a Black Mystique. Tomorrow, we have Black Hulk. Friday is Purple Sam Wilson, as they call him now.
Also known as the Falcon.
Yep. Saturday is the Black Psylocke. Sunday is Yellow Beast. Monday, Green Bullseye. Tuesday, Blue Steve Rogers. And next Wednesday ends up with Yellow Sentry. I can't say that I care really about a whole lot of any of those, but what do you guys?
I'm always down with Mystique. Masterstroke is one of her better powers. I'm excited to get that. I think one more Black Hulk will complete the Hulk for me, so.
Mm.
Exactly. I need that Black Hulk.
Anger is the bomb.
Yeah.
My Hulk has been stuck at level 153 forever. I need that Black so bad.
I'm sure we're all just dying for that Sentry, though, because we all love Sentry so much.
Oh, and this is Yellow. That's by far his worst power.
Is that the one where he gives himself an abdominal cramps?
Yes, where he does significant damage to himself to put a small attack tile out that will instantly get taken off the board.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's sad times.
Big thing on the story event, though, this week is the Gauntlet has made its return, but it's Gauntlet Ultron Edition, which is pretty sweet because I like playing against the Ultron.
So do I.
Yeah, he is rough, though. Man, he takes some effort.
Yeah, it's been brutal. And normally, I don't know what a turnaround for me. I normally hate Gauntlet and never play that story event. I have been playing it as much as I possibly can since we've gotten home.
Yeah, I enjoy the Gauntlet. So, yeah, whichever one does the core meltdowns and things, man, that one's a pain.
Yeah.
Whichever flavor of Ultron that is.
Is there a reasonable prize for the Gauntlet, or do you just get some covers?
Didn't see anything fantastic.
If you finish it out, it is yellow female Thor.
Oh.
The prize right before that is a purple blade.
Oh. Right.
And there's a purple Scarlet Witch right before that.
Oh, that's it. Now you're selling me something I want.
I've never managed to finish one of these.
No.
So it seems unlikely. I am on event 3 of the final of System Failure, which is the final event there.
Yeah, I'm still on the second of series, whatever you call it, the Corrupted Memory.
Right.
Not doing as much on that. I'm hitting the PvP a little bit more because being that we had a week off, I am way behind in getting points, so.
Yeah, I agree. I tried to play a lot of Hulk Smash this morning to try and get some season points to see if I can get to 4,000 to get the 10-pack of covers, but I'll have to play it hard this weekend. So the PvP event, Smash Hit, which was the Hulk event, ended up today. 800 got you a Green Hulk, 1,000 got you a Blue Hulkbuster, and 1,300 got you a Green Invisible Woman. If anyone finished first, you got a Green Jean Grey, and spots 2 through 100 were Quicksilver. Right after that wrapped up, you have the current event, which is Blue Shift, which is the Quicksilver event. 800 gets you the Black Quicksilver, 1,000 Blue Jean Grey, 1,300 Hulkbuster. First place is the brand new Reed Richards, and 2 through 100 is Human Torch covers.
Oh, all right.
They're really pushing Quicksilver, because you need Quicksilver in the Gauntlet for the special events as well.
Right.
Yep.
And then you also need him, so my Quicksilver is just constantly at 0 hit points.
Yeah, I spent a bunch of ISO this morning just getting him some levels, because I really don't ever use him, but I'm like, oh, I need him a lot now.
Right.
Right. His green power, which right now I can't remember what it's called, but it actually gets good once you get 4 levels. He's actually starting to do some damage now. That's the one that puts a critical tile on the board. It is doing like 1,000 points of damage now that I got up to level 5. So, getting better.
I'm trying to pull mine up so I can look at him. I have mine is at 353 right now.
Yeah, Fist of Fury is what it's called.
Mine only does 344 damage.
Yeah, going from level 4 to level 5, it went from like 500 damage to 1,100 damage. Significant bump up.
Yeah, it looks like it might double, a little bit more than double. Right now mine's at 344. It says level 4 is going to be 730.
Cool.
Oh, no, I have it at never mind. At level 3, it does 730. I can't read this power apparently at all. The base level was 344.
Poor Quicksilver. No one likes Quicksilver.
That's true. I mean, if you got to pick one of Magneto's children, he's not the one you pick.
Nope.
And then we also have season 18 of the PvP season is wrapping up. You have this weekend to try to get to those 4,000 points. Anybody going to get there? I'm going to try.
No.
I don't know.
No. I can tell you I'm not. I only have those limited windows to play during the day. Otherwise, I've got a one-year-old trying to climb into my lap and push all the buttons on my laptop. And no, I don't even want to talk about it. No.
I'm at 2,300 right now, so it's possible. I need to get some gaming in.
Yeah, I'm at 2,936.
Oh, nice.
I hit the 3,000 prize and then have lost a little bit since. But one new thing that was out is the 4-star Reed Richards is officially out. He's got blue, yellow, and black powers. The blue power has the so sadly named Fantastic Elastic power, where he stuns the enemy and then creates some projectiles. Starts out not very great. The projectiles are only strength 17. At level 5, they get up to 103 and stun for 3 turns. So it gets pretty good
right at
top level. Yellow is his passive. It's called Master of the Fantastic. It's whenever an enemy matches a friendly special tile, he heals himself and he generates green AP, but only if there are other members of the Fantastic Four on your team. And he will make 1 green AP for each other member of the Fantastic Four. So I guess that's a max of 2. The healing always happens. The green AP is only with Fantastic Four members.
Okay.
It starts out at 409. Level 5 is heal, gets up to 1,700, which I guess is okay. I mean, it's not Rocket and Groot level healing, but nothing is.
Right.
Right.
His black power is Imaginaut. I guess it sounds like a name Reed Richards made up for himself. He places a 2-turn black countdown tile, and then those go into passive mode. When they're on the board, friendly red, green, and yellow matches do an extra at base 146 damage and increase the duration of the countdown tiles by 1. So as you keep making red, green, and yellow, the black tiles keep increasing their countdown so they don't go away.
Right, and you keep
doing... Yeah, it's an interesting combination.
It is. And from the animation of what that is, I assume the name of that power is some device Mr. Fantastic has built, because he tends to build really dangerous devices all the time for seemingly no reason.
Yeah, well, he likes to tempt, the world with blowing up.
Yeah.
He needs things for when Galactus shows up, so he can make Galactus go away.
You can only shoot Galactus with so many ultimate nullifiers.
Yeah, I mean, how many times can you bust out the same ultimate nullifier?
And it, as a bonus, it'll give me a reason to actually play the Invisible Girl, because I keep upping her and trying to get covers, and it's just...
Of all the 4-stars, I have the most covers for her, and I never use her unless she's a mandatory character.
Yeah, exactly.
Because she's just not that good. All right, let's talk about the big news of the week.
Big
Is everybody
news?
Ready?
I'm sitting down, so I can't get much
big
more
announcement.
Ready.
The game has changed in a big way. 5-star characters have been announced, and legend, wait for it,
Dairy
tokens.
Legendary tokens.
The first of the 5-stars is the Power Cosmic Powered Silver Surfer. If you're looking for more info for him, Ray's going to put a link up to a YouTube video, or you can check the This Week in Marvel podcast for an interview with Demiurge Studios lead game designer Will Jennings Hess, who has a bunch of new info of what's going on in the game. And he did make an announcement that they have hit 40 3-star characters, and there are no new ones planned. Because as we know, now that 5-stars exist, you might as well take all your 1-star and 2-star characters and throw them away.
Right. If you've been playing the game long enough, then they already become useless. But as we discussed in, I believe, episode 1, the game is a change in faster than we expected. Deadpool Daily has marked the end of the value of 3-star characters.
Right. So Silver Surfer is the first of the 5-stars. His powers have been released. For his blue power, which costs 12 AP, which is a fair amount, it's called the Perfect Being, which lets him heal himself and creates a couple of charged tiles. It's got a weird passive side effect that once you have the blue power, he can never be stunned. It's the first character you can use as a player that can't be stunned.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of handy.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful passive.
Yeah, at max level 5, it heals for 4,100 and creates 4 charge tiles. This character is big on charge tiles. His red power is called the Cosmic Beam. For 7 AP, deals 1,321 damage and creates a charge tile. Level 5 is up to 2040 and creates 2 charge tiles. And then his big power, which has a brand new game effect, is the Black Power. For 13 AP, you get Silver Singularity. He creates you pick a tile, turns it into a 3-turn black hole, which cannot be matched and doesn't fall, stays in place. Every turn, it consumes 2 random tiles adjacent to it, dealing damage for those tiles and generating AP.
Always like the powers that do the destroy tile and generate AP. That's always nice.
At level 5, it goes up to a 4-turn and destroys 5 tiles per turn.
Wow.
So what they're kind of shooting for here is that you will soak the board with some charged up tiles, put your black hole in the middle of them, let the black hole eat all the charged tiles, and then there, all the rest of your teammates should have a lot of charged up powers.
Right. Sure. That all being said, does anybody recall Silver Surfer being able to generate a black hole?
He's got the power cosmic, and he can do what he wants.
That is the correct answer. I know nothing about the Silver Surfer other than his unfortunate name of Norrin Rad, which makes it sad that someone named Norrin Rad is the first 5-star character in this game. But I believe the first 4-star characters in this game have panned out to be not especially exciting, because I think it was Invisible Woman. Unless it was Wolverine, I don't know.
I'm fine with him being a 5-star. I mean, he does have the power cosmic.
The power cosmic.
but I have never seen Silver Surfer generate a black hole or anything of the sort in a comic. So just kind of curious where that came from.
Power cosmic. Deal with it.
I'm going to have to stick with Craig on this one, just because, like Ray, I've know nothing about the Silver Surfer. I know his history, you know, his dealings with the Fantastic Four, the bad movie that he was in, and his heraldry to Galactus. Yeah. But I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he made the trade, please don't eat my planet, and I will go until other planets are coming to eat them.
Yeah.
Right.
So there are 2 more 3-star, or sorry, 5-stars. Coming out this year. There will be 1 more in October and 1 more in November. They have not released any information about who those are going to be yet.
Who are they
going
to be?
It won't be people I want. Like I said, I still want my Nightcrawler.
It will not be Nightcrawler.
Yeah, there's no way it'll be Nightcrawler.
And I still want me a super-powered Juggernaut.
It will definitely not be a 5-star Juggernaut. He does not.
It should be, though. He's Juggernaut.
No, he lacks the intelligence and competence to be a 5-star character. He is a 1-star character. There could be a 2-star version of him at best, but he is where he deserves to be. The next 5-stars will be a playable Ultron and a Thanos.
Ooh, that would be cool.
You heard it here first.
I thought maybe they would drag him out until closer to the movie release.
Oh, maybe. It's very possible. I can't.
You don't think,
it'll
be another Herald, you know, pull up a Fire Lord?
No. I would be stunned if it was.
Yeah, not popular.
What was the guy with the big hammer?
Thor?
No, no, no. Oh, okay. There was a...
Terax.
There was a Herald who just has a big hammer.
Oh.
Doesn't Terax have a hammer?
Yeah, that sounds right. In any case, the five-star character is going to work a little bit differently than other characters. For one thing, you can no longer just spend coins, hero points, to buy covers. You actually have to get the covers. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that a whole lot, because then you just can't buy your way into the game. Five stars can only be found in legendary packs. These will be brand new token packs that only give out 4 stars and 5 stars.
Oh.
They will be showing up throughout the game after Silver Surfer is released. They're going to be in events, including progression events of both story and versus events. When you do your 10-pack, you will get one of them will be the legendary token.
Really?
And they will be possible to show up in the vault.
Oh, I'm going to work extra hard for my first 10-pack.
And the extra fun's going to be every 5th day during the Deadpool Daily.
Yes.
There will be an extra super face-off mission between a particular 4-star and one opponent.
Oh.
If you have that 4-star and you beat the mission, you get the legendary pack.
Ugh.
That's going to be rough.
I don't really use a lot of 4-stars.
I know.
I'm not sure how well that's going to go.
All my 4-stars have like 1 to 3 powers at the most.
Right. Other info, the new 5-stars start at level 255.
Wow.
One cover. And you can take them to level 270 before you need a second cover.
Which is
so
insane.
You can just level them up to 270 just with ISO.
Wow.
Other notes they said is that most of the power is going to come from levels and less from power upgrades than what you get on a 3-star or 4-star. They're saying it should only take you a few covers before they can match the power of a fully maxed out 4-star. Rather than the 8 to 10 covers that it takes for a 4-star character to measure up to a fully maxed out 3-star.
Yeah, they said basically as soon as you get all 3 powers, it's a usable character.
Right.
Hmm. That's wild. I like that.
They said that they're making in the background for these next characters, that besides the black hole power, they're also creating a couple other new special powers that are supposed to be more strategic to give you new things to play with. And then I saw... those legendary tokens, they start out with a 95% chance, I believe is what it was, of getting you a 4-star and a 5% chance of getting you Silver Surfer.
Okay.
And then they're going to expand that. They're going to expand that to be a 10% chance of actually getting a 5-star when they have more than one 5-star character that you can get.
Right.
All right. So Silver Surfer and legendary packs start tomorrow, September 10th.
Oh.
So be looking for probably some kind of event.
Yep.
It hasn't been announced yet that I've seen to either start tomorrow or maybe it's just going to show up in the Deadpool Daily, maybe.
Who knows?
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I would put it there.
But that sounds really cool. And the Deadpool Daily event being able to... so it seems like they're going to add another fight where you use one of your 4-stars if you have it, and it's a special fight for that 4-star. You're going up against somebody who has been specifically designed to fight against that 4-star, and it's a one-on-one fight. So that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so if you're going in with Elektra, you're going to have to fight Gorgon or something of that nature?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know who's going to be going up against Nick Fury, but I'm excited to find out, because he's my best.
The favorite animation of Ian, the Gorgon face?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it, but yeah, Nick Fury, that'll be exciting, because I'm sure he's got lots of enemies. He's got everybody from Hydra will fight him.
Right. I just don't know who they're going to pick. Or if they're going to swap him out now and then.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is Fisk a 4-star?
Fisk is a 4-star.
Yeah, he'll have to fight Daredevil, right?
Sure. That makes sense. Again, and then, you know, there's lots of... I'm excited just to see how they pan out now that you said this. Because there are some 4-stars that just... I'm thinking specifically of Professor X and Invisible Woman. They're not particularly aggressive characters.
Right.
That's going to be a long, tedious match.
Yeah, I mean, the professor has no attacks at all,
right?
Really. If you make a five match and his giant head explodes on you for psychic damage, but his other two powers are passives that up your friends.
Right.
Well, I suppose one makes you invisible, but...
Yeah, his other two powers I don't even have, so yeah, that'll be an interesting fight.
Yeah, if you have to play him solo and you make him invisible, then you'll never take damage until they get rid of the invisibility token.
Right.
That could be a long fight.
You know who the very first one's going to be, right? The very first 4-star that you're going to have to use
is
going to be
Wolverine?
Devil Dinosaur.
Oh, yeah! Good old Devil Dinosaur.
I have not seen another one of him since I got my 3 covers for the 1 year of playing bonuses.
Nope. I have exactly 3 covers.
I think
I have
way 4
out of the
covers.
Rotation.
I managed a 4th. I have, like, two of the effective ones, and then a two in the one where he shakes his little arms and things go whizzing around.
Right. All right, to wrap up, new things, not officially announced, but appears to be a definite, is that there should be a four-star Bobby Drake Iceman coming your way sometime soon. From what I understand, he's still being power balanced, but hopefully there will be more info on him next week.
Cool. That's sort of exciting. He's sure.
He's one of the original X-Men. Yeah. All good.
Sure, but I'm kind of surprised because of, you know, the movies. I'm surprised they put him in before Rogue. I don't know. I expected a Rogue first.
Iceman's he's an OG, man.
This is true. Back.
I forgot about Rogue. Switching my guess. That's the new 5-star. Thanos and Rogue. You're never going to get a playable Ultron.
Well, no, one of them's got to be. Well, of course, they just released a Jean Grey.
What's that?
I think it should be Phoenix or Dark Phoenix, but they just did the 4-star Jean Grey.
Right.
So.
Right. God damn it, I hate Phoenix.
Who doesn't?
Maybe it'll be Nightcrawler.
I can only dream.
It won't.
It won't.
I know.
There's no way.
All right. Anything else on the new stuff you want to talk about? Well, good.
No, I'm excited though. Every time they do a, I like these mega shakeups. Feel like they're putting a lot of effort into what is essentially a free game, so they must be making some pretty good money off of this Marvel Puzzle Quest thing that they're calling it these days.
Yeah, the lead designer on the Marvel podcast was said that they have many new things coming in the pipe they can't talk about yet, but stay tuned. All right, this week's featured character was Daredevil.
Right.
I think everyone uses Daredevil here in our little group.
Occasionally.
Think?
He's nice. I'm neutral on him. I like his pink power a lot.
Yes.
I like the way they've balanced his powers. I feel like he used to be slightly worse, and then they tweaked his powers and gave him a billy club and some new abilities, and now he's much better, but I don't use him enough. Tell me more, Craig. He's one of your
He is. I've used him for a while. I think he was my first one I got maxed out because somehow I slid into first place in an event way back when, and I got like four Daredevil covers all at once.
Right.
So yeah, his pink power, purple power, whatever color it is.
Red. Yes. Radar sense.
Gets you radar sense, which is a nice power. It blows up enemy random enemy strike, protect, and attack. Strike, protect, or attack tiles.
And does damage
per each one. So they're super handy for fighting those ninjas
does
that explode.
Yes. And does damage when you remove the tiles.
Yep.
Because those ninjas are terrible. Key. I know. That's true.
The blue power is the Billy Club, which I think you mentioned, which is just a stun. Gets you a couple turns of stun.
Right, but it stays on the board and bounces around and reactivates itself if the tile doesn't get blown up.
Yep, kind of nice. And then his big damage attack is the ambush, which creates a hidden red trap tile, which if the enemy matches it, I have it at 5, so it does 5,477 damage.
Wow.
It has the nice effect that if you match it yourself, it still does 3,044 and just moves to a different part of the board.
That makes him way more effective. That's
so
fantastic.
It doesn't go away. You can keep matching it over and over and over again.
Right.
And then eventually, if the computer matches it, he boots them in the face.
Right.
And that makes the trap go away. But when you do it, it does not make the trap go away.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I don't have him near the level you do, apparently.
No. I have to crank up his level and reinvestigate him when he is at 166.
Because my ambush is useful, but it's like half the damage that you're rattling off, so I need to level him up.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's at 445. I think he was my first character I got to level 166.
Wow.
If I remember right. So I've had him a long time.
I still need another ambush. Another ambush will get me at 535, and that would make me happy.
Yeah, I'd like him at 535. That would work out great.
I'm not sure we have much on the normal things here, but best taco token or reward of the week. Since we were on vacation, I got almost nothing.
I was also on vacation. A very similar vacation, if you will. I got, and not only did I not have a chance to earn anything, not only did I not have a chance to play it all while I was on vacation, but unfortunately, because of the illness that I have when we talked about last week, I came home to find I only had 85 stock tokens, so I couldn't open any.
Because you only had 85?
Yep, I wasn't at 99. I was like, I got nothing to open. So I gotta wait, earn up a few more tokens, and then I'll see if I can get something good.
Nope, I immediately, as soon as I got in the car, as Dre drove us back from Baltimore, I jumped on the 4G LTE on my iPad and cashed in all the rewards I'd gotten from our clan and stuff rewards. and I got absolutely nothing, and I was sad.
I had one good cover. However, I will mention that right now I have 43 health packs. That was what I got from my Deadpool dailies. I got health packs like you wouldn't believe. But no, I got one good cover also. I got my very first yellow Luke Cage for Righteous Uppercut.
That's good times. I'm glad to hear that.
So now I have all three of his powers, and I'm very happy.
Good times. Yeah,
there's nothing beats that good Righteous Uppercut. It is just devastating.
Right. Even at first level, he's doing 900 points of damage, you know, at level one of that. So,
yes.
Immediately useful.
Absolutely. So in light of any good token opening, I'll have to follow up with, so, Raymond, I hear you're having a Gamora dilemma. How did that shuffle out? Have you reached a conclusion? Fill everybody in for those of us who don't know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
Like me.
So I have Gamora at 5-3-5, which is 5 green, 3 red, which is her sword attack, and 5 black. And the other cover that I just got is a red cover. So I had the option of upping her... I'm trying to think of what the name of the thing is. Razor's Edge. Upping her Razor's Edge, but I'm thinking...
To 4, but then you'd have to go 4-4-5 or 5-4-4.
Right. I was thinking 5-4-4, reducing the bad reputation, because that creates strike tiles, which are incredibly useful, but, you know, the computer just destroys them.
Right.
So, yes, I posted on the clan's Facebook page and asked, and so far I got one useful response from Leonard telling me that I should just sell that for 500 ISO and keep myself at 5-3-5, which is kind of where I'm leaning anyway, so.
I have mine at 5-5-3.
See, I know that, and why?
Because, man, Razor's Edge charges so easily and does a fair amount of damage for 5 red.
Yeah, it does charge really fast. That was my dilemma.
I was going to say, you just need like 5 red to charge that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I like having it at max damage, because you can get 5 red real easy.
I think I'm still leaning the other way, though. I'm going to just take my ISO and run.
Come on, take the ISO and run.
Oh, another, since you mentioned, I don't know why this sparked it, but I was looking, since I was finally able to play again, I was looking to see who was participating, and I may have, you know, not seen this properly, but it looks like our brave leader, Angry Salad, has finally started participating again.
Oh, awesome. Yeah?
At the very least, he commented in the comment section of the clan page on the actual game, so I assume he has logged in to do that.
Well, that would be good.
That would be good, so that way we don't have to start our new segment. Shame on you. Shame.
Hey, in somewhat of our defense, this here's for our listeners, if you ever go to the Dominican Republic, there is no internet. It's a big lie. It's a rumor that there's internet.
Right.
Well, the line is that there's internet in the lobby. There are two lies in that. First, there is no internet in that place that they call the lobby. Second, the lobby consists of a large shack with a thatch roof and no walls.
And I never did see where the Wi-Fi router was, where the access point was.
Right. No. But I think your theory that somewhere in the ceiling or in one of the grass walls, there's a 56K modem trying to bounce a signal back to Florida in hopes of getting us one bar of Wi-Fi.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm convinced that's what it was, because trying to display a Deadpool daily, it was painful. It was super, super painful.
And the most painful part of it, you log in and you start getting the rewards from the Alliance. Every reward took 3 minutes to actually get to you. Oh, it was so painful.
And lots of times you would get one and be like, oh, check your internet connection. I had to crash the app and relaunch it so many times. I gave up. I think I only got 3 of them of the 6 days we were there. All right, what else you got this week, guys?
Do either of you or anybody out in listener land know if they are any closer to creating a fix for collecting the daily reward on your iOS device and it being frozen on the that screen? And by frozen, I mean...
In the patch that just came out, it said that they have addressed that.
Good. That's all I wanted out of life. And by life, I mean this game.
Yeah, as soon as we got back into the country, I think I got an update. Oh, when did we come back? Tuesday?
Yes.
We came back Monday.
We came back Monday, and the update came through yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, so it that was in one of the patch notes, was that, again, they are trying to fix the iOS reward crash
problem. Okay, good. Good, good. Other than that, no, I'm very satisfied to be back home and back to playing Marvel Puzzle Quest.
As am I. So hopefully we'll should have lots to talk about next week, and hopefully one of us will end up with a Silver Surfer tomorrow. I guess we'll look in and see what how
what it takes to get such things.
I'm hoping that appears on the Daily Deadpool. That'll make the Deadpool even that much better, because I need that Black Hawk. And then to also have a 4-star fight, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
right.
Agreed.
To counter the effect that I have to go back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have avoided work this week. I'm going back tomorrow. I'm looking forward to 1,000 emails that I have to plow through.
Exactly.
All right, Ian, why don't you mention the other members of the soon-to-be-named podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. Check out the soon-to-be-named podcast network and enjoy such shows as The Prodigal Sons, The Long Box Heroes, The Podvocacy Podcast, The Fresher and Parlance Show, The Dad Distractions, and you guessed it, The Puzzle Warriors 3. Did I miss anybody?
I think that was all of them.
Yeah!
If you did, we'll hear about it.
Yeah. We want to thank everyone for joining us again for another week. Again, please check us out for any updates or comments at puzzlewarriors3.com. You can grab the podcast there or on iTunes. Any comments, suggestions, things you want to hear about on the show, please contact us via the webpage. There is a Contact Us button. You can send us an email. You can leave a comment on the site. Either way, we'd love to hear from you. So goodbye for now, and remember, you can't be in a punk band without a great haircut. Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Goodbye.
F that up. Where's my stop button?